Made by nature and refined by the very essence of human life, we'll meet with the traditional sounds of Korean history. Eternal Harmony. Korea's global competitiveness when it comes to culture is increasing by the day. We can think of sport, where Korea is leading the way, or fast becoming a force to reckon with in areas such as figure skating and soccer, and nonverbal performances such as nanta, which are based on samurnori, traditional Korean percussion quartets, are popular around the world. The musical martial arts performance Jump, which displays both Korean traditional martial arts, taekwondo and taekyeon, is getting positive reviews and is grabbing the attention of America's Broadway and England's West End. Many experts are pointing to the pansori, or Korean opera, as next in line to steal the limelight. A long, long time ago, there lived a sincere and kind-hearted man named Hungbo. He was poor as his selfish older brother had taken all his possessions. One day, he found a swallow in his yard. Its fragile leg had been broken. Hungbo mended the broken leg and took care of the bird and released it when it was better. A few days later, the bird came back with a calabash seed in its beak as a sign of its gratitude. Hungbo planted the seed, and when it had grown its fruit, Hungbo picked it. What a surprise he got when he cut open the calabash. Jewels and gems and money poured out, and kind Hungbo became rich. The piece you're listening to now is part of the Hungbo-ga, or Song About Hungbo, and is portraying a scene where Hungbo climbs the calabash vine and is overjoyed at the sight of overflowing treasure. The vocalization of pansori is not like the sweet melodic sounds heard in a wide range of Western music. It is rather a strained, dry, raspy sound, which may be uncomfortable to listen to at first. The bel canto technique, which is perhaps one of the most acknowledged techniques in Western music, literally means beautiful singing and requires the singer to practice abdominal breathing. The technique used in pansori, called the tongsang, requires stimulating the vocal cords and air passage directly by drawing breath and sound straight from the abdomen. It is a rare singing technique that cannot be found anywhere else in the world. Another difference between pansori music and Western music is that it has no range or register. It doesn't have a soprano, alto, tenor, or bass register, and distinguishing male and female keys is of no importance. Pansori performers produce sounds that range, on average, over 3 octaves. In the case of males, who may produce deeper sounds, this range may even extend to 4 octaves. Let's hear another piece of pansori. This is the story of a very dutiful daughter named Shimcheong, who jumped into the sea to allow her blinded father to see. This is the part where her father met his daughter again, who had been crowned a queen, and opened his eyes. Next time, we'll take a look at another form of royal court music, the sujechan. Hope you can join us!
Hey, 하더니만은 두루날 파 쭉 딱 떴던 거.